Thank you. Thank you very much. I touched on that, Jed, about Time Magazine. It's interesting to see if the maybe the rest of the culture is catching up to where our universalist ancestors were 2 centuries ago. You know, nothing like being ahead of the curve here. Thanks again. That's really wonderful. Our words for reflection are by Reverend Janet Bowering. Some of you may have met her a couple of years ago. She was here doing one of these historical recreations of Olympia Brown. The human spirit has its winter, but it also has its spring. This is the truth that must be retold each time the earth renews itself and restores our souls. We know that impetuous green shoots and fragile blossoms do not alter the fact of sorrow and loss, and yet we are uplifted again by the vitality and hope in the beauty of the awakening earth. Only as we recognize the winter-like bonds which bind us and separate us from life, only as we open ourselves up to light and warmth and growth can we set ourselves free. Our intellect tells us that we are mortal, but our spirits tell us that we are one with the infinite, that some part of us will never cease to be. We spend a few moments in silent reflection upon these words. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.